Executive order would ban the use of DEI policy in the Department of Defense and the Department of Homeland Security. And the third would reinstate members of the military who were discharged for refusing the COVID vaccine back when that was rolled out.
A memo obtained by CBS News says the administration has directed officials to cease allowing immigrants into the U.S. through parole programs and to stop extending their status. That's a move that will affect Ukrainians and Afghan evacuees. Now to northern Gaza. Tens of thousands making the trek home, most on foot. CBS's Ramy Innocencio.
Mostly rubble is what they're returning to, because we know that the IDF has been focused on northern Gaza in order to try to, in its own words, destroy Hamas.
In Poland today, a solemn ceremony to mark 80 years since the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp. Tova Friedman, a survivor, was a child when she was first taken there by the Nazis.
Hot, hungry, thirsty, and very terrified, I held on tightly to my mother's hand in the dark cattle car.
A magnitude 3.8 earthquake centered near the Maine coast rattled homes in northern New England today. It could be felt as far away as Pennsylvania. No reports of any significant damage. Word of a Chinese startup that can do what the top AI companies in this country can do for a fraction of the cost has upended financial exchanges today. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This sell-off that we are experiencing, maybe it's going to be something bigger, but to take this day in isolation, without understanding where we've come from over the last 1, 3, 5 years, is really going to make you insane.
And checking Wall Street, the S&P is down about 2%. The NASDAQ is off 3%. The Dow is up a few points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Water rescues all over this weekend. Southeast Wisconsin saw a dangerous couple of days on its frozen lakes with multiple ice rescues and one fatality. 4 people were rescued from Wind Lake, while a 61-year-old man died after falling through the ice on Pewaukee Lake. A wind advisory is in effect today with gusts up to 50 miles an hour possible. Drivers of high-profile vehicles are especially warned to drive safe. The Waterford Town Board has decided to outsource law enforcement to the Racine County Sheriff's Office. The decision follows a year of investigations and staffing shortages in the local police department. An investigation is still ongoing after a 28-year-old woman was found unresponsive on a hospital roof in Waukegan last week. Chelsea Adolphus later died. The incident has raised questions about Vista Hospital security and patient monitoring. The Racine Common Council has approved an agreement for golf consultants to explore potential upgrades at the Shoup Golf Course. They'll take up to a year to conduct a review and issue a report. That may include redesigning the course. And fans continued to gather at the ballpark over the weekend to honor Bob Uecker. It would have been his birthday this weekend. A public memorial for Mr. Baseball is reportedly being planned for this summer. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Chiefs beat the Bills. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs held on to beat the Bills 32-29. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes on having the chance to be the first team to win 3 Super Bowls in a row.
It's just so hard to get to the Super Bowl, and I don't take it for granted. And to be able to do it again at Arrowhead was special. I mean, last year it was awesome. You get there and you win it, but you're at a different stadium. And then being able to win it at Arrowhead, these moments that I'll have for the rest of my life.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen announced now being 0-4 in the postseason against Kansas City.
It's not fun, but to beat the champs, you got to be the champs, you got to beat the champs, and we didn't do it tonight.
The Chiefs will face the Eagles on Sunday, February 9th in Super Bowl 59. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beating Nebraska 83-55. Nebraska has now lost 6 in a row. NBA, the Bucks are in Salt Lake City tonight to take on the Utah Jazz inside the Delta Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Wind advisory in effect today. Increasing clouds and mild, a high of 43, but again, the wind. West-southwest winds at 15 to 25, gusting as high as 45 miles per hour. Still breezy tonight with clearing skies and a low around 23. Current temperature is 37.
Harvey and the rest of the story in just a matter of 30 seconds. Sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Now, the rest of the story. Ever since Rocco was a little boy, he knew what he wanted to do with his life. He wanted to be a Major League Baseball player. In playground practice, he would make his pals pitch to him for hours. It was the sluggers who made the most money, he told him, so he must learn to be a slugger. All of his heroes were the heavy hitters, Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, DiMaggio, Williams. Their pictures adorned the walls of a clubhouse he shared with his young friends. In his teen years, Rocco continued to work hard toward a baseball career. He played in neighborhood games whenever he could. He thought constantly about hitting and fielding techniques. Such daydreams interfered with school and practically everything else, but Rocco didn't care about that. He was a young man with an obsession, and nothing must stand in his way. In self-styled training, he ran uphill to improve his base running. He even worked out on a set of homemade stretching coils to strengthen his chest and back and arms for batting. A slugger, that's what Rocco was going to be. Rocco's daddy worked in a shoe factory, and occasionally the boy would visit him there, and it grieved Rocco to see his ailing father work so hard. "Don't worry, Pa," the youngster would say. "When I get to the majors, I'll make a lot of money. You'll never have to work again." Of course, it was the power hitters who made the highest salaries, so Rocco grew even more determined to be one of them. Late in March of 1947, Rocco headed for Fayetteville, North Carolina, the training camp of the farm team of the mighty Chicago Cubs. By then, Rocco had already starred in the semi-pros. He was ready to take the big step to the big leagues. The competition would be ferocious, he'd been warned, but Rocco was certain of his destiny to become a great professional baseball player. Even before Rocco arrived in Fayetteville, the going got tough. It was a long trip, and he signed in a day late, strike one. A few days in camp, and his arm started hurting. It was his throwing arm. Suddenly, it lost its snap and made Rocco appear awkward playing defense, strike two. No matter, he thought he was still hitting hard. The manager was looking for sluggers, wasn't they? And yet, unless Rocco could hit it out of the park, he was in trouble. And he was held to a double after a sure triple smash. Or to a single that ought to have been a double because he was simply too big and too slow to be the Major League base runner. So Rocco was cut from the team. And that day ended a lifelong dream. A lifelong dream. Since his earliest boyhood recollection, he had wanted to become a pro baseball player more than anything else in the world, and now he was a nobody. It's interesting, his companion on the long trip home was a buddy named Ray Gormley, who was also cut from the roster. And Rocco kept telling Ray that he couldn't go home a failure, that if he couldn't be a slugger in baseball, maybe he could be another kind of slugger, a prize fighter. And Ray could even become his manager. Well, Ray gave Rocco a sympathetic pat on the back. Rocco was depressed and grabbing at straws, he said. What Rocco should do is just go back home, swallow his pride, and return to his real job at the gas company. But Rocco didn't do that. And that's how a fellow named Ray Gormley turned down the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to become the manager of one of the greatest heavyweight champion prize fighters of all time, a heavy hitter named Rocco Marchegiano, who altered his name to Rocky Marciano. And now you know the rest of the story.
Man, I love the way
that man tells a story. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story heard twice daily on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 every single Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday here on WRJN.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No. Because I'm leaving.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Why do you fill me up, but I don't, baby?
Just to let me down.
Me down.
as anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, get down on my knees for you.
News and timeless hits, WRJN and boys high school basketball. There's a big game tomorrow night, Lutheran at St. Catharines. And you can hear the game here on WRJN. Pregame 6:30, tip off at 7, Lutheran and St. Catharines here on WRJN.
Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X-Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Perfect your swing on one of 7 state-of-the-art simulators, then stay warm and celebrate with tasty food and drinks. Be sure to follow X-Golf Kenosha on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates, promotions, and exclusive discounts. X-Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X-Golf, where golf season never ends.
Flowers fade, chocolates melt, but jewelry? Jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at RasmussenDiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmussen Diamonds, Racine's jeweler since 1900.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected. Also, you forgot to renew your website domain, and now you're in a bidding war.
You should see the look on your face.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room and now everything smells weird.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Girl.
neighbor's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you. A brown-eyed girl, we used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la
You have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown eyed girl. Just the same.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And let's go to Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom for this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Police changes are coming to a Racine County community. The Waterford Town Board has decided to eliminate its local police department and outsource law enforcement to the Racine County Sheriff's Office. It's a five-year contract. The move follows a year of investigations and staffing shortages in the Waterford Police Department. There's not many answers coming from a Waukegan hospital where a patient was found unresponsive on the roof last week and died. An investigation is underway following the death of 28-year-old Chelsea Adolphus, who was found unresponsive on the roof of Vista Medical Center East in Waukegan Thursday. She checked in with an illness Tuesday. The incident has raised questions about hospital security and patient monitoring. There have been upgrades at the Kenosha course. Now Racine leaders are looking at improvements. The Racine Common Council last week approved an agreement allowing some golf consultants to explore potential upgrades at the Shoup Golf Course. The move grants those companies 6 to 12 months to conduct a review, which could include redesigning the course. And a Kenosha fighter won a title over the weekend. Ben Rothwell claimed the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship World Heavyweight title with a 36-second knockout victory at an event this weekend in Philadelphia. The 43-year-old is a former UFC fighter and is now 4-0 in bare knuckle boxing. Rothwell owns and operates Rothwell MMA in Kenosha. That's a gym operating in a former antique mall along I-94 in Kenosha County. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Wind advisory in effect today. Increasing clouds and mild, a high of 43, but again, the wind. West-southwest winds at 15 to 25, gusting as high as 45 miles per hour. Still breezy tonight with clearing skies and a low around 23. Current temperature is 37. We'll be right back.
It's WRJN. Next hour is Dan Marcus' Wax Museum Nugget, a song that was a hit as an instrumental, even though it had lyrics to it, and you'll hear the lyrics. Next hour, 145-ish WRJN.
These eyes watched you bring my world.
the Trogs made an entire career out of it. This Wild Thing, WRJN.
Wild Thing. You make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Wild Thing. Wild Thing, I think I love you. But I wanna know for sure.
February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Well, I know that
this'll be the day that I die. That I die. Helped a skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell. 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. Some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed. But not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken. And the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were
were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Just great stuff. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, I'm Dan Marcus with another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. Roughly an hour from now, it's an instrumental that you will know, and I'll play it for you, but it also had lyrics to it. It's the same exact song, but with lyrics, and I'll play you part of the lyriced version of the song. That's an hour from now here on WRJN. You may never have heard the lyrics before. Not that they're worth the wait, but I'll tell you who's worth the wait. This is the Badgers taking on Big Ten rival Maryland. Again tomorrow, you can hear the game, Wednesday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Badgers and Big Ten rival Maryland here on WRJN.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025. One meal at a time.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. Every day, ZipRecruiter helps people who are actively looking for jobs like yours, so it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Jackson Hewitt makes taxes feel like a yacht rock song.
April breeze, give me my biggest tax refund, please.
You, me, and a lifetime accuracy guarantee.
And now get $100 just to try Jackson Hewitt. Does your tax person do that?
Say goodbye to that no guarantee tax guy.
Ready to sail through tax season? Go to Jackson Hewitt and you'll be time offer for new clients. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
The Badgers.
Seats Max. Face the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Please.
It is phase. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WRJN. Can't buy me love. Love. Can't buy me love. I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel alright. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel alright. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can't buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can't buy me love. Can't buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Can't buy me satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. It's been a day on the move for thousands as people return to see what's left in northern Gaza now that a ceasefire is holding.
Tens of thousands of Palestinians massed near the checkpoint waiting to go back to their homes in northern Gaza. Israel says it will not allow members of Hamas to return, but Israeli analysts say most are not being checked, and it is likely there are members of Hamas in the crowd.
Reporter Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Most who are heading back are expressing relief.
This is an unparalleled feeling. Thank God for honoring us by bringing us back to Gaza. I have a great sense of pride.
New Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on the job at the Pentagon today as we hear from CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Hegseth told reporters that there will be more executive orders coming today. They will include, he said, removing DEI programs at the Pentagon, reinstating troops pushed out because of COVID mandates, and an Iron Dome for America.